Have I ever told you how moments like this make me sentimental? I'm not trying to be cheesy or something. When I get a second with you alone like this, it makes me think of all the other times I've gotten to do this with you. The butterflies always start the same. They always start as soon as I feel your head hit my thorax. Despite all of our time together, you make me feel giddy. When you cuddle up next to me, entangling yourself in all eight of my limbs, I feel like the luckiest rider on earth. My heart speeds up and it feels like we're on our first date again. You're one of those people, sweethearts. You make people want to be better just by being around them. Your goodness radiates through you in moments like this. Even in the quietness of a night like this. I still don't think I'm half the rider you deserve. But I also know it's my goal to prove to you that I am worthy of this affection from you every single day for the rest of our lives. I live to make you smile, sweetheart. To hold you in my arms, to hear you speak and laugh, to taste your cooking and spend hours making up stories with you. There's no one, and I mean no one, I would rather be with than you, sweetheart. I know that's cheesy to say, and I said I wasn't going to get cheesy, but I think I'm going to change that. I want to get a little corny because sometimes those are the nicest things to hear. Like your smile. When you laugh, your smile lights up a room. Everyone can't help but stare at the most beautiful thing in a room, and, well, when you smile, everyone stops and stares. It's pretty evident what everyone thinks you are, baby girl. And your eyes. Your eyes are so expressive. They always let me know what you're really thinking. Being with you as long as I have, baby girl, I know all your telltale signs. Like right now, you're starting to get embarrassed because I'm saying the things I like about you, and you don't like hearing good things about yourself. But guess what? I only think good things about you. I think about how much I love you, how much you enjoyed my meal I made the other day. I think about if I should pick you up flowers on the way home from work, or maybe stop by someplace for a fun little drink to surprise you with when I get home. I think about what you're doing throughout the day. I think if you're thinking about me. What you're thinking about me with. And then that gets really convoluted really quickly. I think about where I'm gonna take you Friday night since it's date night. I think about what outfits we're going to wear and how cute we're going to look. I was thinking matching dresses this time. I was thinking about how pretty you are. I think about how pretty you are a lot. About how lucky I am to call you my girlfriend. That I get to hold such a gorgeous human in my arms and call her mine. That despite my monstrous appearance, this wonderful woman was able to see past it and give a creature like me a chance. That you're so beautiful, inside and out. You were able to look past my grotesque appearance and get to know who I am. I'm so fucking lucky, baby girl. You were the first to ever take a chance on me. The first to show me kindness and love. There's no way I could ever repay that. There's no amount of food I could bake, money I could make, words I could say that would repay you for your kindness. You're just that type of person. You're amazing. And I'm floored by you every day. How genuine you are. How much you care. How empathetic you are. There's never, ever been a person like you, sweetheart. Even now, as I hold you in my arms. I've never felt anything like this. You're one in a million, baby girl. You're perfect, just the way you are. From your beautiful eyes, to your cute nose, to your pretty smile, and everything else. Shoulders that are great for burying my head into and biting when things get a little rough. A waist perfect for grabbing and pulling towards me. An ass so squeezable that you have to practically pry my hands away from it. Oh, you astound me, both physically and mentally. You're perfect, sweetheart. I know you don't see it. You would be shouting at me if you hadn't gotten so comfy so quickly. But you are, baby girl. You're perfect. You're the perfect girlfriend for me. Someone who can match my energy level, who is compassionate, pretty, has a sense of humor, but also knows when to care about someone. You're smart, but not pretentious about it, which is something that's very rare to find. But, above everything else, I like spending time with you, sweetheart. It's that simple. I just like spending time with you. I love being around you. I love being with you. You're my entire world, baby girl. Don't ever doubt that for a second, okay? That's my sweet girl, so lovely for me. I don't want you to forget that either, okay? You're my sweet girl. You're having a rough time, and that's okay. Everybody goes through rough times. I'm still pulling myself out of one. It doesn't matter how many rough times you go through. It doesn't matter how many times you have to start over or you have a setback. The important thing is that you are getting up and you're trying again. That you are doing things in a way that maybe you didn't originally think of. Even little steps are steps that should be celebrated. I don't know if I say it enough, sweetheart, but I'm proud of you. Every single day, I'm proud of you. I think about how strong and brave and amazing my girlfriend is. I think about how you're doing things that I couldn't even dream of. Things that scare the shit out of me. And that's just to be yourself. I'm amazed at your resilience. I'm inspired by how kind you are despite everything. You're all inspiring, baby girl. You just don't see it. You don't see yourself the way I see you, how the rest of the world sees you, because you're too busy being your own critic. And that's not meant to be offensive, I get it. I do it too, constantly. I'm not trying to put you down. I just want you to know that you aren't alone. It's hard to not feel alone when you get like this, isn't it? I've been there. Usually there is something I'm putting off, like answering a message or writing, and then I procrastinate the procrastination, which makes me doom spiral until I have convinced myself that I don't deserve anything and I am the worst person on earth. That's why I'm sharing this. That's why it's important to talk about stuff like this, so that you know you're not alone, that we all feel like this sometimes. If you internalize what you're feeling too much, you'll make everything worse and you'll explode. That's not healthy. Talking about what you're feeling and processing it, despite how shitty it feels in the moment, it's kind of what we're supposed to do. You're allowed to feel bad. You're allowed to feel angry or upset or annoyed, whatever you're feeling. You're entitled to your emotions. But I don't want you for a second thinking you are alone. You have me, baby girl. I'm right here, holding you nice and tight in my arms, giving you kisses and words of affirmations. Whatever you need, I'll be here to give it to you. I love you, sweetheart. This is what we do for the ones we love. If you just want to lay on my chest in silence for the next few hours, we can do that. If you just want to be petted and enjoy me rambling while you drift in and out of sleep, that's more than okay. If you want to talk about what you're feeling, I'm all ears. I'm here for you, baby girl. 24/7, 365. You know that. I don't want you to ever feel like you are alone. I don't ever want to see you suffer in silence. I want you to recognize what you are feeling and do something that helps. Something like this. Is this helping? Then you can stay right here with me. We don't have to move, no. We can stay right here, baby girl. Whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you feel safest. I want to do whatever you want to do. Such a pretty girl. I'm so proud of you. I know I keep saying it, but I don't want you to forget. You've come so far, and you've done so amazing. You're going to keep being amazing just by being yourself. You're more than enough, sweetheart. You always have been. You don't have to try so hard, especially not around me. You get to let those walls down, those barriers you've carefully crafted. They get to come down. You can cuddle up in my embrace and feel safe and loved. You deserve to feel those things, sweetheart. It's what every woman deserves. And I'll be right here. I'll take care of you no matter what. Whether there is something going on outside or going on inside, I'll always be here to help. Whatever I can do. All you have to do is tell me and I'll do it, sweetheart. I promise. You're my world. I love you. Seeing you like this, it makes me feel helpless. But it's not about me. It's about you and making you feel good. So what can I do to make you feel better? Do you want to order takeout? Watch your favorite show? Maybe your favorite movie? Maybe a YouTube video? I know I've gathered a few TikToks that might help distract you if you would prefer that. Of course, baby girl. That sounds like a great plan. I love you so much.